The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are live on the air.
We're live on the air, and welcome, Jennifer. Here we are, Capitol Watch.
Here we are. Yes, today we're not going to be looking at the Capitol. We're looking directly at the city of Los Angeles, because
right.
It's great that we had John Knox here in studio talking again about the continued firings and terminations of our firefighters and our police officers going on to this day here in May of 2023. And that's because, reminding our listeners, LA City still has its COVID vax mandate in place.
I thought Karen Bass got rid of that.
No, she did. Of course, she did not. Karen Bass claims to want a stronger, safer, healthier, happier Los Angeles, right?
Safe inside.
And I was at City Council the other day saying, you know what? Stronger, safer, happier, healthier starts with ending this ridiculous, stupid, senseless, and cruel vaccination mandate, because it applies to city employees and workers. That's everybody. That's our firefighters. That's our police. That's our
janitors.
Teachers. And that janitors. Yes, in every city department of every kind. Mm-hmm. It also applies to city volunteers. Here's a real problem. As we heard, yes, it does. So this means anyone who wants to, and elected officials. So what this mandate is doing, it's saying you can't even volunteer in your government. You can't run for elected office, because if you get elected, you're going to have to be vaxxed.
Have we carded the city council?
We should. We really should.
Wait a minute.
But here's the thing. And also contractors, anyone who contracts for the city. And you know my problem with Granada Hills Charter, who continues to have a student COVID-19 vaccination mandate. They also still have parent volunteers must be vaccinated to come on campus to volunteer. But here's the ridiculous, hypocrisy of that. Up at that school, they have revised one of their policies, which allows visitors, capital V visitor, if you're a visitor, you can come on campus indoors or outdoors for events, regardless of your vax status. But if the next day you want to volunteer and pass out glue sticks at the TK8 school, you can't, because now you're a parent volunteer. And those people, according to the LA City and the LAUSD mandate, those people have to be vaccinated. So in LA City, we've got the LA City workers mandate dovetailing with the LAUSD mandate. And just last week, on Friday, let me pull up that stat for you, on May 18th, 10 veteran LAUSD teachers received notice that they will not have their job next year due to their vax status. While everyone else is going about their business, and I mean everybody in the world thinking we're back to normal, and people talking in articles and news pieces about, wow, COVID's over, thank God it's
except
done.
Except in LA City.
Except in LA City, they are continuing to fire rafts of people. And they have had these teachers and counselors on off with no pay for so long, and then they're finally telling them, and by the way, you're fired.
Sounds like John.
This is still happening, and this cannot continue. We know that there's no state of emergency anywhere. We know that now, you heard the news about the J&J shot, right? J&J is also
been banned from the U.S.
It is not available, and in fact, it's being thrown in the trash. So at this point, we have, notice, the Pfizer and the Moderna and the J&J, all of these monovalent shots that everybody just had to have in order to keep their job, they didn't ever reach FDA approval, did they? No, they didn't. They just got revoked, abandoned, and thrown in the trash. And these are the shots everybody's mandate is based on. So the city's mandate is completely out of date. If they really want to keep enforcing it, I suggest they revise it and put it in front of the public and justify why they're going to force this bivalent on people, which has never been tested on humans.
Well, what is it? Who is the person? I saw something in the news about someone who had been taking, there were a bunch of them that had taken saline shots and not actually taken
the
vaccine.
Well, of course, practically all the world leaders around the globe who pretended to take these shots. Mm-hmm. And then, sure enough, turns out they didn't because they were scared of them also. And so they're being found to have committed fraud. And that's, yes, it's very satisfying to see them being punished, but it's also extreme. It's enraging.
It's not enough punishment, though, because it's got too many people still losing jobs.
That's right. When you see so many people having lost their livelihoods, their everything.
Their savings.
Their savings, their medical homes. Benefits. People, we still have, of course, our police and fire who have lost. They don't have medical care for their children to this day because of these ridiculous terminations. People who have had to, they've left the state. These mandates have changed people's lives. They have forced them out of the state. They forced them out of all kinds of decisions. And I'm trying to think of the thing recently where they were saying, well, you know what, maybe people can come back, right? People who've lost their jobs or whatever, and maybe we can have them all come back. And it's like, too many people had to make massive life changes because of these ridiculous
mandates.
But
here's something that we didn't get a chance to talk to with John about, is that if you want to come back onto the fire department, if you want to come in on the fire department and be a new fireman, you have to take the vaccine.
Yes, and again, it's the new bivalent, right? This is the new, the Wuhan Omicron.
Is that going to be more effective than monkeypox?
There's
a lot in the name.
Right. There is a lot in the name.
But here's the thing. Do you happen to know the numbers of the class that's coming up, John?
Which class?
So, any one of them.
So it's interesting. L.A. County just had a lateral firefighter paramedic test, and they had somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 people show up for that test. I know we had about 100 of our, at least 100 of our paramedics.
You're not speaking on part of the fire department of Los Angeles City, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Just
making sure.
Information that I've read.
Just clarifying.
And talked to. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, but from my understanding, from mm-hmm. the individuals I've talked to, they have stated that we had about 100 people or so that went over to take L.A. County's test to lateral over there because they don't
LA have them. L.A. City or L.A. County?
They went from L.A. City to L.A. County to take the test to lateral because they don't have a vaccine mandate.
Anymore.
Right. Anymore,
so,
correct.
But, so this is the point that I wanted to jump on with you, Jennifer, to piggyback with you about how they still have this mandate. What they don't realize is that because they have this mandate, they're not even able to hire people because people don't want to be vaccinated.
Well, that's right. I've been saying this at City Council for weeks. You know, mm-hmm. they've got recruiting and retention problems in the police department. They have recruiting and retention in fire. They have who wants to come to a city when you are going to have to submit to this completely experimental and unnecessary COVID shot when we all know there's just really there's never been a reason to take it, frankly. But there's no justifiable. They don't even have anything to stand on. No states of emergency, no public health orders, no public emergency. Everybody's had COVID.
The federal government's not even mandating it.
There's literally reason left that anyone can justify this anymore except for ego and control.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't know why L.A. is dragging its feet here because San Diego.
They don't want to pay back the billions of dollars.
We saw, you know what? Of course, it's a bad look, right? If they suddenly bring people back on the job or if they suddenly drop the mandate, it looks bad because then it shows that they were wrong all along. I'm sure they have a problem there. San Diego had the same city mandate. Mm-hmm. We saw the lawsuit brought by PERC and Reopen San Diego. And they're the ones who just successfully pressured San Diego into dropping the mandate. And also paying attorney's fees, mm-hmm. right? And so their employees are back to work. It's like, L.A., hello. Well,
yeah, but won't they have to rehire the terminated?
You know what? That would be great if they did. But right now, there doesn't seem to be a vehicle to force the city to rehire. And mm-hmm. even in San Diego, you know what they said? Wait, you know what they said? They literally said, well, people are welcome to reapply.
So if they drop the mandate, you still have to reapply for your
That's
job.
That's what San Diego said.
So if as it's written right now, if they drop the mandate would go away and you could continue with your job. If you were terminated, you can reapply, but you would have to be vaccinated because all new employees have mm-hmm. to be vaccinated per that the ordinance.
Kind of a catch-22.
So you're just kind of screwed coming again.
The city council needs to take down that ordinance. It's out of date. It refers to all the shots that have now had their FDA, their EUA authorization revoked. It talks about a dosing schedule that no longer exists. In fact, it's unenforceable. You cannot figure out by looking at that ordinance how you can comply. And I think they're just waffling.
Well,
on
even with that, you know, it states in there that, you know, you shall get vaccinated, right, with either the J&J or Moderna or Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
And then all boosters, right? It talks about the boosters. Well, if that's the case, how come, like, for the fire department and the police department, you know, why aren't everyone's out of compliance? Because
exactly.
Not everyone's boosted.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have they gone through all the departments and have demanded that additional, that third and fourth shot? And,
right.
And how many boosters are going to be required?
Yeah.
They're really pushing it. And I don't know why they're dragging. We all know why they're dragging their feet. It's problematic for them. But they need to get real and take that down. If we want this city to be protected, we want public safety, we mm-hmm. want our police and fire fully staffed, and we want good candidates.
No. We want it, but the city doesn't want it.
Well,
they're making
true.
Too much money on all the homeless.
That's right. And when you look at Karen Bass's new move for this, you know, the reform-minded police and the billions of dollars that they just don't directed
$13.2 billion
going into this notion of reform policing and civilians doing traffic
stops.
Okay, so
let's talk about that for a second, really quick. So West Hollywood, we have our LA County Supervisor District 3, Lindsay Horvath, mm-hmm. who voted, because we talked about this, to get rid of four sheriff.
I think it was five. Just...
And then she wanted five. I think it was five. You're right. Yeah. And then they wanted ambassadors. There are nothing but videos of ambassadors standing there on the street corner while people are being robbed. Mm-hmm. They're being beaten. And now West Hollywood City Council has decided, we want to bring back four of the
four
sheriff.
Four of them. Yes, four. Yes. Not all five, but
just four.
Well, you know, Jennifer, we just got a couple more minutes because Don Carlos is getting ready to come in with Camille. And so what's the story with the city council next week? You know, what is it that we...
You know, what I'd like to ask listeners to do, mm-hmm. not only do we need to still donate to... We got Firefighters for Freedom. We also have Roll Call for Freedom pushing for all the city employees. Michael McMahon, who's founded that group. So go to those websites. That's rollcallforfreedom.com. That's firefighters4freedom.com. But also, I want people to focus on our LAUSD teachers right now, these who are being fired. We can go to on Instagram. We've got CE for Medical Freedom to look for updates on that. And these teachers are going to need funding for mm-hmm. their own action. So we need to stand behind all
is
of
Tracy,
these. Are, that's
Tracy. Is
Tracy
Schroeder included in
that? That is correct. That is right. And Tracy ran for mm-hmm. President of the UTLA board, was unsuccessful. But that board also is not doing right by its own members. So we need to support, especially these teachers. Really, we're looking at the 10 who were just fired and however many are on deck to be fired.
C4.
That's right. So we need to support them and go to CE for Medical Freedom. There's also a fundraising night coming up, and that's going to be – that's a different fundraiser. Sorry. I will keep you updated on fundraisers. That was an old one. I see I'm on their site, and I'm going through, and I see an old fundraiser. They really need fundraising.
You know
because
what?
I want to say they're maybe the least visible right now of many of the public service
Here's
groups.
The thing, everyone. You don't need a fundraiser to donate $1 or $5. I mean – I know if you say, all I have is $5. $5 multiplied by 10 people is $50. Multiplied by 100 people is $500. So that $5 goes a long way. Skip Starbucks and send a donation. And if you want to do skip Starbucks for a week, you can do $5 to each one of them.
Yep.
And also go mm-hmm. to, you need to badger the board members at LAUSD, and you can write them at boardmembers@LAUSD.net. You can also tell Alberto Carvalho, our superintendent, that he needs to work to take this down. You know, he came in from Florida as Florida Man Saves Los Angeles, right? And he needs to work hard to take
right.
down this
yeah.
mandate because it's no longer someone else's problem.
No.
And that's at LAUSD SUP. That's LAUSD Soup. And tell Mr. Carvalho it's time to end this thing.
All yeah. right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Right.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Don, thank you, guys.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
All right. Fantastic.
And
all right.
We're shifting over to the Don Carlos segment with Camille.
And Mr. Don Monroe himself.
Yes.
Hi, again.
So, Jeffy, as they're getting settled, this year was going to be the 10th L.A. Pride Night at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yes. I posted about that. It was a nightmare. And here was the biggest nightmare about that, is that they had a group come that was invited. Mm-hmm. They are transgendered men that have become women, but they're not just transgendered women. They're nuns.
They're nuns.
Well, against the Catholic Church.
Some of them are, and some are just men that dressed up as nuns. But and they were uninvited based on their comments and behaviors, and because they were uninvited, LA Pride, which has been a major part of LA Pride Night at Dodger Stadium, pulled out. Which really showed me that it's all or nothing. You have to accept every behavior, or we're not going to participate. So,
we're going to Don Carlos and Camille.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to accept what we got to talk about tonight.
That's right.
Because, we're very inclusive here. A to Z is what I'm calling it. So.
I just want to real quickly point out that in Florida, when Ron DeSantis said no kids. At the drag show, just on your point of it's all or nothing, then they're like, well, we're canceling. We're canceling at the Pride Parade or whatever it was.
That's how we got in trouble with Disneyland. That's when he pulled everything on Disney, because Disney wanted to continue to carry on, and he said, no, we're not having any part of that.
That battle is not over yet, it seems. Yeah. That's going to keep going. But we have Camille.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, did we make that introduction? We didn't, did we?
No.
No, okay. And you're a returning guest. The big question on my mind, and there's a lot of questions, but this one is, what happened to the chickens? They weren't laying eggs for a while. Did you have a problem with
that? Oh, her chickens.
Chickens.
I was like, what?
Okay. So I am going to get canceled for this. I am not behind there was like a controversial
chicken
conspiracy
not laying egg
theory
conspiracy.
Here. Now, okay. For one, I have always fed my chickens like Premier Feed. I'm no soy. Everything's organic, non-GMO. That's how I've always been.
Okay, so you're outside the normal commercial chicken.
So I don't know if there was something going on with that flock, that chicken feed. Chickens do not lay eggs during the winter when they are going through a molting stage.
I thought they lay less eggs.
If they're molting, which is usually fall to spring, so they're losing their feathers. And
so did we just pay $20 a dozen for nothing?
No. There was a few things going on there. There was commercial egg farm fires. Mm. And in California, when back in, now
just
I
like
forget the
cattle,
year, but when they Prop 12 passed, and the chickens, any eggs that we sell in California have to be from chickens that have like X amount of space to run around in. And so with the loss of several
only
hundred
if they're in California,
thousand,
though, right?
Well, right. But
you can't ship them in from other states if they don't have the same
so
criteria.
So we had
– that's why eggs
and,
are so
of course,
expensive.
With inflation going up, shipping costs going up, and now limited supply –
So my girlfriend has – wait. She now has 8 chickens in her backyard in Woodland Hills and 2 ducks, and she brought me duck eggs.
California is going across state lines and checking on that standard?
Yes. Well, yes. Because we import food.
Yeah.
Sounds like they get a nice little vacation now,
so too. any eggs that are sold here in our grocery stores had to go through
the chicken process
because of Prop 12 back – I forget the year a few years ago that went into effect.
Well, that most people aren't aware of.
So, yeah.
Here's the other problem. If you find a farmer outside of California, you got to make sure the trucker bringing him in is a licensed trucker with a company and not an independent contractor. And pretty soon at 2035, they won't be able to drive in if it's a diesel truck.
We're doing this for ourselves. And you guys, these are policies that are supposed to help.
I don't understand how that makes sense, because I had a friend who ran his own brokerage trucking company, and he was competing against truckers who were driving from Mexico being paid $100 a day, right, crossing the border, bringing in shipments, and then they would stick around and do trips for peanuts, and then go back across the border in the evening. So he was like, you can't compete. Mm-hmm. Just their living wage is so much less than what it is here for people to survive. So people who are closer, like you're in San Diego
I'm in
County?
Orange County. North Orange County.
So people closer to But thank you for driving
thanks
in.
For driving
yes.
in.
It's always better.
Better than San Diego.
Yeah. Better than San Diego. Not to, not to bag on our San Diego folks. But, yeah, anyway, that was just, you know, a point as far
moral
as.
Moral of the story is get AB. Your own backyard flock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How many chickens do you have?
I have what I am more than legally allowed.
Don't
all right,
say it.
She's got a few chickens in the backyard, and she has brought us eggs. Did you bring us eggs this time?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Oh,
don't cancel me.
Sorry, Don.
No
eggs for you.
Too close to the winter.
Too close to the winter.
I actually saw Dave in my area today. We were at an event earlier today.
Oh, yeah. You were the OC HRC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay, and how'd that go?
Well, yeah. Dave, I loved what you said today. Like, I was actually thank very you. Inspired. I was that person going, yes, amen. Like, he just made, okay, so I had actually written in my notes that I didn't look at when I spoke mm-hmm. about exactly what you said about framing the argument and turning their words on them.
Right.
Whereas, like, we're not, you know.
Education equity.
As opposed to school choice.
Yeah.
Because that gets them thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear school choice, they hear school choice, and they're immediately like,
MAGA.
You're obviously, you know, Trump is your savior, and you're trying to shoot me with all your guns, and so I don't like, you know, I don't want to hear about school choice. So yeah. I love that you said that, and I had written that in my notes, not exactly your point, but mm-hmm. framing the argument and turning their words against them, and then I never said it because I never looked at my notes.
Yeah, well, no, Mindy and Suzanne did a great job.
David's got a lot of those, though. That's not the only one.
Yeah, Mindy and Suzanne, they did a great job. Mm-hmm. This was at Bishop Mendez. He lives in Anaheim Hills now, mm-hmm. and he provided the clubhouse.
How nice.
For the meeting. And there was some new people there, and Camille was one of the main speakers, and you know, it was good. And so we went there. Luis drove down
Ellie?
No, not Ellie. Ellie didn't make it, but Rudy Villalobos. The three of us drove down there, and that was great. Well, actually, Luis drove.
I thought that was like your entourage. I saw you get out, and it felt like everyone just kept getting out of the car. And I'm like, Dave's here.
We know it. The Volkswagen broke down,
and Sal,
so we got a new clown car.
Sal was there taking pictures. Yeah, and so
Sal came out too.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Sal.
A lot of big bods in there.
Sal. we were joined by Jack Guerrero. Jack Guerrero came, and also Michelle Martinez came. You know,
very
because
nice.
We wanted to support that group because they did such a great job, and you know, it was great to see you there.
Mm.
Now that let's get back to why we're here.
Yeah.
Enough about us.
Well, enough about us. No, this is fun. Let's keep talking about us.
But what's been new since the last time you came? It's been a few months.
It's been a few months.
Yeah.
What is new?
What's the new fight?
I am now a co-host on a podcast. It's not my podcast, but I'm a co-host on it. And it's related to California issues.
Is that the California Public? Oh.
I can say the name if you want me to. California Underground.
California Underground? Oh, nice. Okay. All right. And what is it, like specific topics or just all California stuff?
It's specific to California. Mm. We obviously election season is starting to heat up, and so we will be bringing on candidates mm-hmm. to kind of promote them, find out about their platforms and stuff. But yeah, we just talk about California is such a unique state. And we have so many issues that are unique to us. So it's fun to really talk about California issues. Both the host and I are very into researching everything. Like
you're a researcher.
We're
right?
nerdy, we know. You know, yeah. We're like bookish people. And so it's fun for us to kind of really dive into these topics and talk about them or bring on guests.
It's good to have depth into things, though, because there's so many people who are out there, you know, whatever flag they're I don't care what flag it is. They're out there just spewing things that they just resonated with in the moment, but it's only skin deep that they understand. And so it's kind of like, well, you know, you might as well just be yelling out your window. I mean, pretty much, you know.
It feels that way sometimes.
But when you can really get into, you know, I don't know, like we started it kind of with the LGBTQ thing in Dodger Stadium. Today I took my daughters to the Beverly Center, and they had a drag event. Pretty big drag event in the Beverly Center.
That's not cars, by the way.
That's not NRA?
No.
That's not the NRA.
There might have been a lot of guns. I don't know. I mean,
NRHA.
NRHA.
Drag racing.
We're doing the shopping, and my daughter's just like, Dad, there's a trans thing going outside. And I went outside. No, it's not trans. It's drag. But you know, they got a kick out of just the drama.
But you know what? I'm gonna interrupt for 1 second, because here's something that's interesting: is that when parents talk to their kids about what a drag show is, what a trans,
I did
it
talk
looks
to them
like,
about them.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. For your kids to say, "Oh, there's a trans show going on or a drag show going on," it's because you're actively engaging your children in what is going on, which means you still have control as a parent as to what they're going to think and how they're going to believe about certain things. So don't stop.
That's because they're homeschooled.
Yeah, they are homeschooled. But you know, even if they weren't homeschooled, it's just really tapping in to their world, you know, because they're living their own world. They're making certain look. And that's another thing too, is I always, one of the things, like the fundamentals of what I teach my kids, is a lot of your ideas are not yours. They don't belong to you. Mm-hmm. They don't belong to you until, like Camille, you do the homework.
Hey, and there's one of your kids in there.
Yeah, I did bring an entourage.
Yeah. That's Dominic.
Yeah. I brought my kid too, yeah. Just in case. But so you know, when you tap in, that makes you present in what's going on in their world. And then you know the things that, you know, you might want to get them experience too, you know, and then they appreciate it.
All right, so now we're going to go for our break. Uh-oh. And you're listening to the Don Carlos segment on Jeffy and David on the Los Angeles Hispanic Republican Club on AM 870 The Answer with Camille as our guest. We'll be right back.
And we're back with Don Carlos and Camille.
Yeah, and Camille just refreshed my or reinforced my bitter, sweet, you know,
love, I got
screwed.
Chickens.
I love chickens, but I got screwed by paying $18 for a dozen of eggs. You know, they had, everybody was rushing down there. And you know what's crazy?
Down where?
To the store. They were like, no eggs. There were no eggs. You didn't experience this?
I don't eat a lot of eggs, okay. But no. And my friends all bring me eggs.
And even worse, I'm not going to name the grocery store. But then, like, within the last few weeks, I've been getting a lot of expired eggs. I'm like, why would you give these out?
Because you're not shopping at Trader Joe's.
Well, I didn't say the name. Okay. So, but yeah. Also, something we have in common, you homeschool.
I homeschool, yeah. Yes.
And that's going strong?
Yeah. Okay. I have 4 kids, and I have always homeschooled them. They've never been in public or private school.
What do you say to people when they're just like, oh, don't you think that you're not socializing them? That's the big one.
That is the big one. I feel like that question dropped when COVID started. Oh, you still get that question?
Yeah,
like,
well, because I have family that are social workers.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not sorry, but it's like their biggest worry. I'm like,
socializing.
Do you know how big our family is? How are they not going to socialize?
Well, that's true, but they're socializing in school with peers their own age at set times. They're not out and about learning how to interact with people.
Especially if you're in
people.
A Catholic school, because it's like, shut it, right? When you're, they don't let you talk in that class.
Well, you're going to break out the ruler
pass a note. Your recess, your breaks or whatever are only so long. Hmm. And, I mean, have we seen...
When you think about it, isn't it like prison? It really is.
Probably really is.
Are you talking about Catholic school?
I'm talking about school. I mean, do you have metal detectors?
I don't know. I think the teachers are going to disagree with you. The ones that have been hit over the head recently.
Saying.
The food's probably better.
I think there was a song, let's say, well, teacher, leave
eggs.
Those kids alone.
Well, it's not to bag on the teachers. They're trying their best. But I'm just saying overall the culture, and then some of the school's colors that I've seen paint these things, it looks like a prison. And you look at the fence. I don't care what kind of fence you put up there. They try to use different materials to make it look just not like a jail, but still looks like a jail.
Hey, come on.
It's not keeping people out.
Your uncle did great things with the schools.
He did. He his heart was always in the right place. The thing is when you have one person looking out for the children's interests and the rest of the board, or most of the board, I can't say all of them because, you know, there are people who help.
I don't know if Camille knows who your uncle is.
George McKenna. He was a superintendent of education for...
They did a movie on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did do a movie on him.
I feel like I am amongst royalty.
Yeah.
I am not worthy.
He would... Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. He was just part of the good old club of the days where they can just, I don't know, just curse, swear at your children, and then they'd be like, damn, he does love me, huh? He wouldn't be so passionate.
We're not supposed to be doing that?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, apparently. I mean, my kid's back there. He's thumbs up over there. He's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You know,
if dad's not cursing, he doesn't mean it.
I love it's work, and you know this. Parenting is work.
It's work.
But I love having my kids with me. I absolutely love having. I love that I've
had
that time.
I think they love being with me too.
Mine are older. I think yours are older now too.
Yeah,
I have three teenagers.
12. Yeah, they're all going to be teenagers.
Goodness. And then one younger, slightly younger, mm-hmm. almost a teenager.
Oh, see,
and
I'm the same boat.
Yeah,
12, 14, 15, 17.
Okay, that's mine's almost 12, 14, 15, 17.
Boom. See.
So yeah,
you're
and
living my life.
I feel like I have. Yes, there were plenty of days where I screamed at the... No, I didn't scream. I won't say that. But you know, you probably have been there where you're like threatening them. If you're not going to get this done, I am dropping you off at the public school.
Yeah, right?
Like, no.
I think we've all been there.
No, well, you know, this year was really the first year. They got to taste the school system, really a system. And you know, something, it took a while because initially they were kind of like... second guessing the whole thing. It's like, wow, you know, like I have to manage myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Mm-hmm. And so I started bringing them to the office where they would do a lot of their work. And it started to feel like, look, what I explained to them was just like dad comes to work and dad's the boss. Guess what? I have to answer to myself. And sometimes that the difficulty there is you could slack off and then pay the consequences later because if you are not going to do the work, it's going to show, right? A lot of people who run a business, multi-generational business, family business, it's very easy for that to happen because the board of directors they're answering to are themselves, and they typically aren't going to fire themselves. But the question you have to ask yourself as an entrepreneur is, would I hire myself? Because if the answer is no, then you need to kick yourself in the behind and get to work. And so that's what I teach my kids is, you know, would you hire yourself? Would you, you know, based on your work ethics and how you're getting things done and how you're managing your time, I go, you know, and I really see them as if they're being groomed as bosses, right? Not necessarily they want to be a bossy person, although one of my kids is pretty bossy. It's always the little one. What's with the little ones? They have to just boss the big ones around.
Because they're the end of the road.
That's
yes.
true. That's true. No one really listens to her, I guess.
Or they
find ways to weasel, you know, her. Weasel. So she's got to be
stands,
firm.
But she stands up for herself.
She stands her ground.
Didn't she jump up on a desk in school and stand up for
she
herself?
She did. She took over the entire class multiple times.
Attica!
Yes, she really did. And she was telling the teacher, or the kids rather, you don't have to listen to her.
So is that when you had to homeschool?
No, he had to homeschool.
There was another one.
He got kicked out of this kid's school.
I got banned. They didn't kick me out.
No,
I left. I left willing.
He was banned.
And I didn't
standing
even know.
Up for his kid.
I didn't even know there was an issue until I got an email.
You didn't know you were not allowed to be a parent at this
exactly
school.
or ask questions. Yeah, yeah. It felt very much like Los Angeles mandates. But yeah. I think, you know, many of our listeners, look, I was one of those people. I thought, am I crazy trying to homeschool? I mean, it sounded good, right, initially. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this, dang it.
Well, hold on. I pushed you to homeschool then.
Ooh.
I kept saying
you
have to homeschool.
Because I questioned it and I brought it up. You're like, you have to? Well, after I told you the story. Because they were just kind of like.
Like, you got to homeschool.
My daughter essentially was being bullied by an adult.
By a
teacher. And I went down there and I asked her questions. And then she did what many people do on the extreme left, started screaming hysterically. And I
and
was
crying.
Just like, wow. At least since we talk on the radio show and we deal with a lot of, not that we have guests that come here and scream, but we've seen enough. I was like, oh, this is what we're doing, you know. And I still made sure she heard what I had to say. And I left.
And that's the last time he was allowed on the campus.
And that's the last I was allowed on the campus.
And the teachers unions protect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, except it was a Catholic school.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. It's just
a
different
God
name.
Protects
the Archdiocese. Or whatever, you know.
So I decided you need to homeschool them, and especially with everything that was going on, you need to homeschool them.
That too.
And
it happened all in the whole COVID stuff.
Yeah. I had a client that was doing this great homeschool with her son, and I said, you got to call these people. And, you know, to his benefit, he did. He called them, and he got the girls in there.
I caught a couple.
Yeah, but, I mean, you hired them, and they've been doing great.
Yeah. And for those parents who think that, you know, you're not going to have any work, it's still work. It's like, you know, when you're monitoring their progress and what things that they're getting done correctly, not correctly. But you know what? You really get to know your kids. You get to see where the struggles are.
Yes.
The pitfalls, et cetera. With the school that my kids were at, it was like constantly I'd go and we'd have like a parent-teacher conference and they needed this and then you come to after hours and there my kids are going to after hours and still struggling. I'm like, okay, so I guess being a parent isn't enough. You got to be
teacher. I mean, that's being a parent.
I know.
You know?
Well, yeah, you know what? Yes, taking accountability for what's going on in their lives. And I wouldn't change it. I'll say that. I mean, mm-hmm. It's been a lot of work. It's taken a lot of time away from my regular work. But you know what? If you truly believe that the future are your children, then that's the
wise
sacrifice
investment.
You have to make.
And you know your children best, so you know what's best for them and how they work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they think I'm some sort of like wizard or something. They think I have all the answers. But at some point, they'll figure out that dad's – I always tell them, I'm like, I'm not that smart. I always tell you. And
I tell mine the opposite. Uh-oh.
I know everything.
I do.
Everything.
You will never get away with anything because I know it all.
You need a Darth Vader voice changer.
The eyes behind the back of your head.
I've told them that. Of course, they're too old to believe that, but also because I am really good at research and finding things, and I've kind of shown them some of the things that – what little information
I
what I was able to find. And they were – like my son, I remember a few years ago, he went, that's kind of scary. And I'm like, don't you forget that.
Yeah. Mom knows how to get it
we
done.
We haven't had much trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a – the whole eyes of the back of the head thing, someone kept stealing candy. And I just, who steals in this house, you know? And
I
put a camera in the kitchen just because, you know, one of those little mobile ones, you can put anywhere.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it did take long.
He'll be tracking their cars too, don't worry.
I'm not going to track their cars. Gosh, you know, I don't even, you know.
What are you doing on the 6th Street
laughing.
Bridge?
He's laughing.
Shoot.
I'm right, aren't I? Aren't
no,
I?
No,
yes?
No.
Look at him.
No,
he's
shaking his head. He knows. I love my kids to death, but I also want to be able to trust that I've raised them right to be able to, you know, deal with things. And we can't control everything. I think that's why we're where we're at today in society is that there's this belief that we are able to control everything and everything's going to be peachy dory if we do. And we find that, no, it's not the case.
Or the complete opposite. And we believe that the government knows what's best for them and we completely turn them over to the government and think they're going to take care of it. I don't need to pick up anything at home. It's just they're in school. And
yeah. And right now with the whole digital currency, if people are paying attention, maybe they're not. You have Canada that's like, no, sorry, we saw what you did to the truckers, man. How can we trust a country who abused the people, the trucker convoy, who abused them, who made their lives hell? Even people who
donated
were having their accounts frozen. Mm-hmm.
So
they have right now they're like the Bank of Canada is like, we want to know what your input is on this. It's kind of like a hearing process for regulation. There were a lot of people that were just like, hell no. We saw what you did. And here in America, we ought to be thinking the same thing.
Yeah, but you know how they're going to get it pushed? They're going to allow crime to continue because this is what's happening at the farmers markets.
You mean stealing everything?
No cash.
No, hold on a second.
Are they throwing eggs?
No. right. They're throwing your kids. See, if you're missing eggs, that's why. What they're doing is they're allowing all this crime to go on. They're allowing businesses to be robbed. And so businesses now are starting to put notes up that as of this date, they're not going to accept cash any longer. So what they're doing is by having less police out and less enforcement, they're having more businesses now starting to take more cards and less cash. And that's how they're going to get away with it.
Because then they can shut you down there.
Yeah, because
they can control you.
I don't want to take cash because I don't want to get robbed.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to rob the stuff in the store. That doesn't make no sense.
Well, right now, are you seeing like the Target? No, where is that Target that's everything's behind doors now.
Oh, that's in San Francisco.
Of course.
But then everything's behind doors in San Francisco now if you want
to
live there.
I've been to those kinds of stores that are like chained up, and I just walk out. It's so, so burdensome.
Yeah, because you go, you push the button for an attendant, and you're waiting and waiting to get a $3 item that's behind the glass.
I got a better idea. Just take one of those stores. Everybody orders online, and you just walk up, get your groceries, pay for it, and I hand it to you, and you walk out the door.
You sound like digital currency right now.
That's my point. But you just
part of the problem.
But you do that, but they deliver it to my door instead.
Yeah. But that's my point, is that you have these stores that have locked up everything in their store due to theft, and this is where we're going. Mm. This is what they've done. They've pushed and pushed so that people can go in and steal, take whatever they want to, and now the stores are locking everything up. So either people aren't shopping, or you've got Target that has pulled out. T-Mobile. T-Mobile had the largest store. They bought. They paid $50 million and bought it from AT&T in San Francisco, just shut it down because the theft was so bad.
Hmm.
So that's how they're going to push the currency issue.
I mean, theft's been around forever. I mean, yeah, obviously it's higher now. But
it was enforced by police.
Yeah, they just don't want to enforce it. So
is the National Guard coming in?
Only to San Francisco.
Well, yeah, because they defunded the police. Crime got out of control. Now they're saying the National Guard's coming in, although that was announced, 2 weeks ago when nothing's happened?
That's not happening.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought they did send them in. They didn't?
As far as I know, they haven't come yet.
No, it's probably because they sent them all to the border.
Jeffy with the jokes. The serious jokes.
Yeah.
sorry. I'm really sorry, Gavin Newsom, but we need him at the border because, you know, we got a problem down there. You're going to have to solve that problem. Hire some police. I don't know.
You know what? I mean, more power to you that, you know, we're staying here, buckled down in California. It almost feels like it's a zombie apocalypse. But we'll survive.
Double tap.
We'll survive.
Just call
me. Double tap. I got your back with eggs.
Eggs. Well, I'll find you.
Some fruit trees. We'll survive.
Eggs and Twinkies.
Eggs and Twinkies.
I don't know. The Twinkies are locked up. Is the agenda coming? They're up there with the ding-dongs.
Yeah. Those Twinkies never expire, right?
Didn't they bury one or something? And they bricked it up, and it was still fine.
Exactly.
At some school in the 80s or something.
It was a time capsule thing.
Yeah. They did it at one of the schools from the 1980s or something.
Could you imagine coming back like 40, 50 years later and eating that thing?
Didn't they do that with chicken nuggets too for McDonald's? Yeah. Or someone found one in the back of their car, and they're like, "I haven't been to McDonald's in 8 months, and this chicken nuggets."
I know
nuggets
what a
still
nugget.
Fine.
I know. I don't
it's
eat there anymore, but
it's
I know
it's actually hot because it's been so hot in my car.
No, it doesn't taste like chicken, especially if it's been in the car a long time. That thing's like a puck.
So stock up on Twinkies and chicken nuggets. We'll never die.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be preserved from the inside out.
Now, Camille, I forgot. When I asked the question today, Menudo or Pozole, did you raise your hand for which
one? I did not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you don't like either?
No.
Did you say no?
To be fair or not, to be fair, I eat like 5 things. I eat like a child. I am so particular with food.
Mac and cheese, eggs.
Not even that, no. And so I'm just like, no, I'm not here for the food. I'm here for the party.
Oh, I got to ask this too. When it comes to homeschooling, what about your kids? It's not like a curriculum or anything in any of the homeschooling programs, but cooking, are they like actively involved since they're with you all the time?
I have some of my kids cook.
Okay.
Some don't.
Okay. Meaning they like to and some don't like to?
Yeah, like
kind of
my
thing?
Oldest daughter that I brought with me, she loves to cook and experiment.
Okay.
And she loves to eat healthy, though. She doesn't touch sugar. Always recreating foods that she used to like in a healthy manner, and she's always experimenting, looking it up, and wants to go to the grocery store every day and come home and create these meals.
Sounds like a cookbook in the making.
That's fun. My other daughter is like into baking. She wants to make all the desserts.
So she likes to bake all the things with sugar in it.
I make my kids, I have from an early age, I make them do everything.
Yeah.
That sounds worse than it is, but I have 4 of them, close in age, you know what this is like. Things add up. I don't like clutter. And of course, there's a certain amount of clutter with homeschool, but I would just remember when they were younger and I said, okay, I'm only keeping the amount of toys I'm willing to clean up. because they're still learning to clean up, and I don't want this stress on me. Wow. And so then as soon as they were able, I was teaching them.
You're so nice. I did this. When I started stepping on them and they were not being picked up,
the Legos,
they ended up in a bag, mm-hmm. and they got to donate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they, I'm not a minimalist, but I just
– the spare bedroom?
No.
The attic. They're getting them for Christmas this year.
Usually it was their younger – not siblings, but like cousins, and, you know. And then they would go over to their house and be like, that's my toy. Probably wasn't a good plan. And I didn't think it all the way
through. Somehow it was like came back
home.
That
was kind of my point.
They're like taking empty backpacks with them over there, and then they come back home and just all their found toys. It's just all that work. So, yeah, but, no,
but
I started chores from
you know what? But
very
they
early
hid
age.
All the toys they wanted to keep.
Oh, they're smart kids.
Yeah, they put them away where, you know, yeah. So, anyway, it worked.
Yeah.
They figured it out.
So that's like the payoff, you know, you put in all this time and babies and toddlers and now they're teenagers and it's like, no, you clean that. Mm-hmm. You vacuum that.
Oh, yeah.
You I do my laundry.
We sometimes, you know, I watch, you know, you can fall into this, you know, screen here and, you know, play YouTubes or whatever, TikTok or whatever. My kids, they see things, especially when there's like adults that are just doing the most bizarre and insane things. They're just like, that doesn't make any sense, Dad. I was like, yep. But people out, you know, it's more how things make you feel versus whether it's really thought through, I guess, you know. You know, the kind of for me before like all this LGBTQ was being pushed and all that, before that, the big thing was YOLO, you know. It's like you only live once, YOLO, right? And in Spanish, we just call it desmadre because it's just like, that's basically chaos. You're just going to do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, as if it was like the last month or whatever you were going to live. And you're just going to live life to the fullest. And, you know, sounds great, you know, but it's not practical, right? And I think sometimes like today when we're going back to this whole the Beverly Center drag show. I mean, and, you know. I have
Did
a brother.
You guys watch it?
I have a brother who was an older brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we walked by. We saw it. Yeah, we're like, all right, you know. And my daughter was just like, Dad, man, like, that guy overdid it with the stilettos. I was like, was it the stilettos?
Those are hard stilettos. To walk in.
I know.
Right? Not the dress. Not the star tattoos he had along his chest.
And let me guess, it was the youngest one.
Youngest? Both of them. Oh, okay. The youngest one said it. Yes, yes, she's the one that said it.
I know.
It's funny. She's got a sense of humor.
that was my point.
I'm dying. I'm laughing
There's
so hard.
My funny girls right behind.
So they're just like, you know, that was – and then my other daughter, the older one, is just like, he didn't even shave, Dad. That's disgusting. It's like, yeah, they're figuring it out.
I love that that's – yeah.
No, I'm just – you know, it's not – it's just, you know, for them, and like you said earlier, it's like right away they went into transgender type thing. And I was just like, no. And I wanted, you know, clarify what's actually happening going on. And everybody was having a good time.
Well, but you were talking about they have an uncle. And then I cut you off.
Oh, yeah. I have an older brother who was – he no longer is, but he was super engaged in the drag early years where it's like you walked out in the street, you probably got beat up. Mm-hmm. He probably did. You know, I don't know. I mean, I was too young. I was, you know, I didn't really know. I knew he dressed in dresses as a kid. I was just like, you know,
he's odd.
My brother's special. He made dresses too. He made them. Mm-hmm. He had so much clutter because he was like, his room was his wardrobe thing. And they did like performances and things like that. He's you know.
But here's the thing. I mean.
But you know what's, hold on. What's crazy about it is he's a conservative. Right?
He's a conservative. The look on your face, Camille.
I feel like we were all just stunned into silence. We don't. Yeah. We,
no, I'm just saying. Does not I'm compute. Just saying that most. It doesn't.
But it does.
But it does.
And I'll tell you what. This is the point I was going to bring up. Is that there's nothing wrong with the drag shows. There's nothing wrong with men that want to dress as women.
Well,
and
if you're
do
doing it, if you're doing it,
but
like,
if you're doing it for adults,
if you're doing it at the Queen Mary,
adults, and right. you're doing
because
it
because there was that show on Ventura yeah. Boulevard, the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it at a 5-year old kindergarten class,
then it's exactly. a problem. And so that this is the issue that I'm having with it is that people get to still be people. It doesn't matter what you do or who you do it with or what bedroom you're in with it and how many of your people are in it. They all need to be consenting adults. And that's the conversation that we're not having.
Right.
The conversation isn't what you're doing in your bedroom with who and how many. It's, are you all consenting adults? And it's the consenting adults that's the problem. When you start having drag shows in the middle of a public area where you know you're going to have kids, now there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. His brother doing drag there, that should have been celebrated because that's who he is. And the fact that he's a conservative and he likes to be in drag or whatever he was doing, we've got such an ideal that, oh, if they're in drag, they can't be conservative kind of thing. And I think that that's something that we're not.
We even have the log cabin Republicans.
They're they're huge. And I'm sure a lot of them do drag too.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is like things have gone into this, I don't know.
All or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the YOLO.
All or nothing, the YOLO. And you just got to respect my YOLO.
But they don't even want to be accepted. Well, they want to be accepted, but they didn't
all
end
or
it
nothing.
There. It's put me on a pedestal. Worship me. Make this. You need to address my identity and do all the things that I want. Appease me.
You have to call me like, they, why, but I have no idea you're a they.
Right.
Put a name tag on it.
Hmm. Right. And just, I think most of us are just trying to, like, that's the thing with me is, like, I just want to live my life. I want to wake up and homeschool my kids without a fight.
Every 4 hours, my stomach starts growling. I'm hungry. So I'm going to keep it basic. I'm just, is this serving me well? Whatever it is I'm doing.
Speaking about hunger, in the last minute that we have, we want to make the announcement that June 25th, that Sunday at 4 o'clock, we're having our Menudo Cook-Off. And that's going to be at the Mayflower Club in North Hollywood.
So anybody can bring menudo?
Well, we're having two categories. We're having commercial. So we're inviting restaurants to bring to bring their samples. And then we'll also have homemade. And so I wanted to check with you to see if your mother would like to be a judge.
She wants to be the cook.
It's a lot of work making menudo at home, believe me.
And, I mean, she'd do it, but you know.
But we have Richard Alarcon's ex-wife is going to be one of the judges. Flora. And so I'm really excited because it's a nonpartisan event.
Are we going to ask some mariachi? What's going on?
I would say yes. let's do it. Let's go whole enchilada.
Or some banda.
Like enchiladas.
Maybe not the banda. The enchiladas. There you go.
David's like, I don't need that noise.
All right. And lastly, as the music comes up, May 31st at the Woodland Hills Country Club. Our club, we're joined with the CRA and two Republican women's groups, and we're having an evening at the Woodland Hills Country Club. Go to the website. There's only a couple of seats left.
It's at 5:30?
5 o'clock check-in, but the show starts at 5:30. Dinner, Jennifer Horn is going to be the MC. Mm. Jack Guerrero is going to be speaking, along with Sean Steele. So we're going to have a great evening.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
And that's David and Jeffy on the Los Angeles Hispanic Republican Club radio show with the Don Carlos segment. Thank you, Camille, for coming in.
Thank you for
John
me.
Knox
thank
and
you,
Matt
Sal.
Mamone and
thank you,
Sal, Ryan, Dominic for showing up. And you guys, we'll catch you next Saturday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Don't be late.
Yep.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.